On this week's Trivia Night...
Hey, ladies!
It's trivia! It's Women's History Month trivia! Look to the past, trivia heads, because it's time to get historical on another brand new episode of Trivia Night, the best trivia show on planet Earth. I am your host, Philip Tricky, and I'm coming to you from Trivia Night World Headquarters in Dayton, Ohio, home of Amy Schneider, the first openly transgender Jeopardy champion. Talk about making history! I've got 10 questions from CrowdPurr's Trivia Game of the Week, pulled from our extensive library that we update every week with a fresh crop of trivia games just like this one. These games might not make it into your fancy book learning books, but historically, they can't be beat. Stick around and find out how to get started for free. The answer to last week's bonus question, what popular food item is known as frog sticks in short order diner slang? That would be French fries, Pepe Le Pew. That's probably not so nice to the French, but historically speaking, those frogs haven't always been so nice to the rest of us. But you know what is nice, besides that segue? It's time to celebrate some of history's greatest trailblazers, hellraisers, risk takers, heartbreakers, and dream makers. Don't you mess around with me. It's Women's History Month trivia. 10 questions, 10 answers. And this intro is already running too long, ladies, so take it away. Let's play. Now, all of these pioneers should be household names, and I am going to ratchet things up as the game goes along, but let's start off nice and easy with question one. What woodwind instrument does Grammy-winning singer and rapper Lizzo play? Is it A, saxophone, B, clarinet, C, flute, or D, oboe? Which of these woodwind instruments does Grammy-winning singer and rapper Lizzo play? The answer is C. She plays the flute. Lizzo and Ian Anderson holding it down for flautists the whole world round. She is a classically trained flutist. Is it flutist or flautist? I don't know. That's a question for another game. Moving on to question two. Now, question two is going to be a fill in the blank. I'm not giving you any answer options, so you're just going to have to dig deep into your history books to find the answer to this one. So here we go with a fill in the blank question two. Attorney Sandra Blank O'Connor was the first female Supreme Court justice in U.S. history. Your question again is, Attorney Sandra Blank O'Connor was the first female Supreme Court justice in U.S. history. I'm looking for Sandra O'Connor's middle name, and the middle name is Day. Sandra Day O'Connor was an associate justice for the U.S. Supreme Court from 1981 to 2006. Talk about a pioneer. We're going to go across the pond a little bit for this next pioneer, question three. Former British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher was known as the blank lady. Is it A, steel, B, iron, C, golden, or D, gray? I'm looking for the nickname of former Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher. And the correct answer is B. Margaret Thatcher was known as the Iron Lady. They even made a movie about it. I think Meryl Streep won an Oscar for her portrayal of the Iron Lady. She was given that nickname by a Soviet journalist in 1976, but she ran with it and said, "You can't insult me. I am the Iron Lady." I don't know if she said that. If she did, it was clearly in a different accent because she was British. Moving on to question four. What alternative band has Scottish singer Shirley Manson fronted since 1995? Is it A, The Cranberries, B, Garbage, C, Sonic Youth, or D, The Sugar Cubes? Which of these bands has been led by Scottish singer Shirley Manson since 1995? The correct answer is B, it's Garbage. Quite the misnomer because they are pretty dang good. Question five. What country did Jacinda Ardern preside over as Prime Minister from 2017 to 2023? Is it A, Australia, B, South Africa, C, Ireland, or D, New Zealand. Which of these countries counted Jacinda Ardern as their prime minister from 2017 to 2023? The correct answer is D. It's New Zealand. She presided over the land of Mordor itself. She was in fact New Zealand's third female prime minister. Moving right along here to question six. Now question six is going to be a reorder. I'm going to read you the question, give you four options, and you just have to put these in the correct order that I'm looking for. So here we go with a reorder, question six. List these platinum-selling albums from music icon Beyoncé in chronological order. And your albums are I Am Sasha Fierce, Lemonade, Dangerously in Love, and Renaissance. Again, your albums are I Am Sasha Fierce, Lemonade, Dangerously in Love, and Renaissance. All you single ladies out there, move those around, put those in the correct order, and the correct order is Dangerously in Love, I Am Sasha Fierce, Lemonade, and Renaissance. Dangerously in Love came out in 2003, I Am Sasha Fierce in 2008. She gave us all a little cool drink of lemonade in 2016, and Renaissance dropped just a couple years ago in 2022. Question 7. Speaking of Beyoncé, which of these singers is tied with Beyoncé for the most Grammy Awards won by a female artist in a single ceremony? Is it A. Billie Eilish, B. Adele, C. Taylor Swift, or D. Norah Jones? Which of these singers is tied with Beyoncé for the most Grammy Awards won in a single night? The correct answer is B. It's Adele. Beyoncé and Adele jointly hold the record for the most Grammy Awards won by a female artist in a single ceremony with six. And then Adele, 5 years later, went ahead and won five more awards in a single night. That's 11 Grammys in two nights for those keeping score. Question 8. Who was the first female Attorney General of the United States? Was it A. Janet Reno, B. Madeleine Albright, C. Hillary Clinton, or D. Loretta Lynch? Which of these legendary ladies was the first female Attorney General of the U.S.? The correct answer is A. It's Janet Reno. Madeleine Albright and Hillary Clinton were Secretary of State. They were not Attorney Generals. They were not Attorneys General. Little grammar for you there. Janet Reno was the first female Attorney General of the United States and served under President Bill Clinton from 1993 to 2001. Oh, how I long for those days. Question 9. Excluding cameos and voice acting, who is the highest grossing actress of all time? Is it A. Zoe Saldana, B. Brie Larson, C. Karen Gillan, or D. Scarlett Johansson? Not sure if you guessed the theme there with all of these actresses, but they have one thing in common. But who is the highest grossing actress of all time? The correct answer is D. ScarJo, Scarlett Johansson. Obviously, all of these actresses have been in the MCU for quite a while, but Scarlett Johansson has been there the longest. Thus, her films have grossed an estimated $15 billion worldwide, which is just insane. But that places her right above her co-star, Robert Downey Jr., as the highest grossing actress of all time. Now, before I make my own history with the final question on Trivia Night, do you have an upcoming event or meeting you're looking to make your own history with? Do you know that you can host your own trivia game just like this with CrowdPer? We've got over 1,600 original trivia games in our library, and they're just loaded up with GIFs, images, videos, and more. Or write your own game on whatever topic you want. Then you can add your own images, videos, your logo, fun facts, whatever you want. You can make history as a team with our team modes and take our newest addition, the AI Trivia Builder, out for a test run yourself. You can generate new questions on any topic you want with just a snap. Players join in on their devices, either in person or virtually, and you kick back and relax as they make history for a spot atop our real-time rankings leaderboard. There's even a free forever basic plan to get started quickly. So add some fun to your next live, virtual or hybrid event with CrowdPer. I ain't got time to be clever with all these badass women in the world making history every single day, so let's get right down to the business at hand. It's question 10. What is the better known stage name of the singer born Elizabeth Woolridge Grant? Is it A, Pink, B, Lana Del Rey, C, Lady Gaga, or D, Saint Vincent? Which of these singers was born Elizabeth Woolridge Grant? The correct answer is B. It's Lana Del Rey. Elizabeth Woolridge Grant took her stage name, Lana Del Rey, from the actress Lana Turner and the Ford Del Rey, which was a car that was sold exclusively in Brazil in the 1980s. Talk about obscure. Well, I hope you enjoyed all the ladies in the place they're calling out to you. That is our show for the week. Please, please, please do me a favor. Rate and review this show on Apple, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Connect with our social media on Instagram and Twitter. We are at CrowdPer, where you'll find daily updates, new trivia questions, and a whole lot more. And be sure to check out our podcast page for this week's bonus question. Lastly, do check out CrowdPer.com to create and host your own live trivia show just like this. Thank you so much for listening and playing. My name is Philip Tricky, and join us right here next week for another brand new episode of Trivia Night.